Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about necrotizing enterocolitis. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/NEC or in the neonatology section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Necrotizing enterocolitis, often shortened to NEC, is a disorder affecting premature neonates where part of the bowel becomes necrotic. It's a life-threatening emergency. Death of the bowel tissue can lead to bowel perforation, and bowel perforation leads to peritonitis and shock. The cause of necrotizing enterocolitis is unclear. There are certain risk factors for developing necrotizing enterocolitis, and these are a very low birth weight or very premature, formula feeds, and we know it's less common in babies fed by breast milk feeds, respiratory distress and assisted ventilation, sepsis, and patent ductus arteriosus or other congenital heart disease. So how does it present? Well, it presents in a premature neonate who becomes intolerant of feeds, starts vomiting, particularly if it's green bile vomits. Babies will look generally unwell. There'll be a distended, tender abdomen, absent bowel sounds on auscultation of the abdomen, and blood in the stools. When perforation occurs in the bowel, there'll be peritonitis and shock, and the neonate will be severely unwell. There are a few investigations to consider. Blood tests include a full blood count for thrombocytopenia and neutropenia, a CRP for inflammation, a capillary blood gas, which will show a metabolic acidosis, and a high lactate level, and blood cultures for sepsis. An abdominal X-ray is the investigation of choice for the initial diagnosis. X-rays are performed front-on in the supine position with the baby lying face upwards. Additional views can be helpful, such as a lateral view, which is from the side with the patient lying on their back face upwards, and a lateral decubitus view, which is where you position the baby on their side and you take a X-ray from the side. So the X-ray is front onto the baby, but the baby is lying sideways. X-rays can show dilated loops of bowel, bowel wall edema, which shows up as thickened bowel walls. Pneumatosis intestinalis is gas in the bowel wall and is a sign of necrotizing enterocolitis. Pneumoperitoneum is free gas in the peritoneal cavity, and this indicates perforation of the bowel. And you may see gas in the portal veins. Let's talk about management. Neonates with suspected necrotizing enterocolitis need to be nil by mouth with IV fluids, total parenteral nutrition or TPN, and to be treated with antibiotics for any possible infection. And these measures are used initially to stabilize the neonate while they wait for definitive management. A nasogastric tube can be inserted to drain fluid and gas from the stomach and the intestines. Necrotizing enterocolitis is a surgical emergency and it requires immediate referral to the neonatal surgical unit. Some neonates will recover with just medical treatment. In others, surgery may be required to remove the dead bowel tissue. Babies may be left with a temporary stoma if significant bowel is removed. There's a few complications. We've already mentioned perforation and peritonitis. They can also develop sepsis, and neonates are typically treated with antibiotics for any potential sepsis. It's a life-threatening condition which can result in death. It can lead to strictures in the bowel, abscess formation. There can be recurrence of the condition. After operations, they may require a long-term stoma. And if significant portions of the bowel is removed, this can lead to short bowel syndrome. So thanks for listening to this episode on necrotizing enterocolitis. A big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find written notes on this topic and all the other topics in the Zero to Finals pediatrics book, available on Amazon. You can find full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books on Audible. And you can find notes, videos, illustrations, and questions completely free at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode, which will be on neonatal abstinence syndrome.